Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. Linebacker Danny Clark is back with the Houston Texans after spending the past two seasons in New York with the Giants. He says he's seen a lot of growth out of this defense and talked about what 2010 might hold for the Houston Texans.
How's it feel to be back, first of all?
I'm excited, man. I've been watching my fellas from afar. You know, I've been up in the big city, the big lights, and I always keep my eye on my guys down here. And this organization is second to none, and the guys have been growing up. So that's my biggest change I've seen from my last time out, is that the guys were the rookies in second year. D'Amico is now a fourth or fifth year guy and captain, and all this stuff is really formulating well.
Yeah, it's really interesting you bring that up. I want to talk a little bit more about that. What's it like being in a place like New York City, being away from Houston? A, just trying to find a Texans game on TV. I'm guessing you have to do some sort of satellite hookup. But what's that like, and what do people up there think about the Texans?
Well, it's so funny. You know, we're coming from a place where, you know, essentially we were an expansion team in 2002. And I understand that, you know, the awareness around the country is still lacking a little bit. People still not understanding where, you know, they're still talking about the Oilers, so we got to try to get it, you know. And I think the team, and I think the best way to do it is the players. Our guys are playing really good football now, and I think that, you know, Andre is doing a great job of people letting people know what this team and this organization is about, the city of Houston. And now it's starting to pick up a whole lot. So all my friends in New York, I got a whole lot of people following the Texans now.
So those people following, what do you expect them to see this year when the team actually takes the field and gets into the 2010 campaign?
I expect them to see, first of all, you know, I want our offense to continue to do what they did a year ago and build on what they did a year ago. Establish a huge running game. That's something that is huge in every successful football team, is a effective running game. And then on the other side of the ball, of course, what I take my pride in is stopping the run, essentially being aggressive defense, and Frank Bush is doing a great job of getting all the guys lined up. D'Amico has a great supporting cast, and guys are doing really well. So I look forward to us being very aggressive on defense, making a lot of plays. And again, we expect to be in the playoffs and set ourselves up for a championship. And that's I think that's the biggest difference from my first time out, is that, you know, it's not hoping to go to the playoffs. This is the expectations. The standards are set, and the guys are ready to go.
You're being a great teammate, you know, spreading the praise around, talking about everybody else. Let's talk about yourself for a little while. What's different about you from the last time you were here?
A lot wiser, leaner, a little faster. So, you know, I got to play with a very good football team in New York. You know, we got up to 11-1, you know, one year, and playoff team. And so I'm really excited about the knowledge I've learned as far as being successful and what it takes to be a playoff team. And I'm definitely going to spread that message around this locker room.
Yeah, do you talk much to the guys and kind of say, you know, tell them what to do, but, you know, kind of spread that wisdom that you're talking about?
I definitely do. I mean, what you keep, you lose. What you give will grow. So learn that from the great Frank Gann Sr., just passed away last year. But at the end of the day, I truly feel like I got to share what I know, and that's I think that's going to be one of the biggest things with this ball club. This league is so level as far as talent goes across the board, and I think that we have an opportunity to have a different mentality, and that'll take us. That will be the breaking point, the deal breaker, as far as us being successful and not.
Do you think the young guy Brian Cushing helps bring a little bit of a change in that mentality? And what's it like been? What's it been like playing with him as opposed to seeing him last year?
Right, it's been special. He's a kid that I've never seen a talent at linebacker like this kid. So as far as, you know, I've seen a lot of football, I've played with a lot of great players. This kid, like, has all the tools, and more importantly, he has the ability to listen. And he takes a lot of instruction well from coaches and other players. And, you know, he just can't rely on his talent. He has to be, you know, this game is played a lot, you know, above the shoulders. And, you know, he's a guy that's interpreting that. While he works his butt off in the weight room and on the practice field, he's also becoming a student of the game. And I think that'll be what makes him special.
Last thing, what do you expect of yourself as far in terms of playing time this year as it all shakes out?
I mean, my objective is to play those first four games. And I'm going to go out there and put my best foot forward. I know it's Cush's spot, but I'm going to go out there and do my best to help us be successful and hopefully be 4-0 by the time he comes back against the Giants.